every morning, Arabile Gumede and Nastasia Arensa on Classic Business. Breakfast with MoneyWeb.
At 7:42, time for our entrepreneurship feature. And this time we have Nomsa Ndeleko, who's the co-founder and MD of OS Holdings. And she joins us now on the line. Now, OS Holdings is a consulting firm that cultivates and deploys young talent and inspires customers through understanding their needs. Nomsa, thank you so much for your time this morning. I gave a brief description of the company, but perhaps you can expand a little bit as to who is OS Holdings and what exactly do you do?
Thank you very much. I really appreciate being in the show this morning. OS Holdings is a 100% debt-owned company. We are an ERP and business management consulting firm. So basically, we implement ERP systems, financial management systems, as well as business systems for different organizations to help them achieve their strategic objectives. Now, what we've done in the past 2 years, we started developing our own system or our own softwares to integrate with many financial management systems, including your Sage. Sage is our partner, so we are a Sage business partner.
Right. So how did the idea come about to put OS Holdings together?
I must say that I've always had great love for IT and accounting because I believe that marrying the two can assist a lot of businesses in terms of succeeding and in terms of simplifying their internal business processes. So I worked for Sage. And the reason I worked for Sage was to purely understand the different products that they offer, but most importantly, understand the type of a client I would have to assist. You know, coming from Sebokeng as a woman who was born in a village and raised in a township, you find that you don't have an in-depth understanding of the nature of the client you'd want to serve. So working for Sage for me was really an eye-opener, and it gave me a great insight of what I loved doing. So 2012, after working for Sage for 5 years, I opened OS Holdings. And my focus then was purely focusing on local government and state-owned enterprises. And that's because at that particular time, they were really struggling in terms of reporting on their financial management, as well as managing procurement. You know, at that particular time, you had a lot of reports about wasteless and fruitless expenditure, where municipalities and state-owned entities were really having a hard time in managing their budget and ensuring that the monies that is entrusted to them actually achieve service delivery. So that's really where my passion was at that particular moment. But as a technology company, you grow. We've started also servicing big private sector organizations that are in the manufacturing as well as in the service space.
What were the early days of the business like? Do you remember?
Sure. They were quite hectic. I mean, when I started in my flat, a two-bedroom flat, with a friend of mine. Her name is Namhlang Nyokana. She's now based in the Eastern Cape. And we roped in my niece to do admin. So that's really where we started. And getting business for the first year was really a hard task, purely because as much as we're very knowledgeable about what we were trying to achieve, organizations will come and say, the finance department is a very strategic and a very important department within any organization. So how do we entrust two young women with such a mammoth task who just started a company, you know, this year? So the first year was really difficult. We really had to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that we understood what we were doing. We believed in our product and we could deliver because we're talking about projects that are more than hundreds of thousands. And therefore, for any organization to invest in a company like ours, we had to prove beyond reasonable doubt that we will deliver the solution we promise.
Most businesses, when they start out, I suppose probably in a year or two, they all go into some kind of incubation, or they work with an organization that helps them either propel their product or service to the next level, that helps in terms of financing and any kind of mentorship that you might need as somebody who's leading that startup. Did you get similar assistance?
Not in the first 2 to 3 years. The only time we joined an incubation company, it was 2017 with Raise Corp. And I think for me, it was important that I get an objective view to look into my business, because as an entrepreneur, you are your own boss. You write your own rules. So it is important to have a third person looking in so that they can assist if there are any challenges, if there are processes that you're not following, and also to help you scale your business, because that was the greater challenge, to say, yes, we are growing, and with growing of the business, there's so many challenges that you come across, what they call growing pains, be it financially, be it with the expert skill that you need, and be it ensuring that each and every division of the company is running efficiently. So that's where then Raise Corp came in. They assisted us in terms of strategy, in terms of internal processes, in terms of sales, etc.
Right. So any entrepreneur, I mean, most of the ones we've had on the show will talk to us about some of the mistakes they made and that they learned from. Are there ones that come to mind, or perhaps one lesson that you learned throughout your entrepreneurship journey, which stays with you, I suppose?
I think for me, it is very important to manage growth. Growth is very good for any company, but if you're growing too quickly and too big, you can make great mistakes where you may underprice. You know, we went into projects where we underquoted, so we ended up paying so much more than what we got out of the project. But that was a huge school fees for me, to say it's important to grow organically. And when you're growing organically, you are able to keep your eye on each and every aspect of the business. That was very important. Secondly, it's very important to choose the partners that you work with in your business, because some partners can just come and they purely take. You want partners that will complement your business and that are of the same vision as you. Not necessarily just the same vision, but the same values, you know, because there's a huge value system that helps the business grow. So that was the big lesson. Choose the right partners. Don't grow too fast. If you're growing too fast, just make sure that you have the right people around you to assist you in terms of growth.
All right. So what's next for OS Holdings? What do you planned in terms of, I suppose, the short to medium term?
I mean, if you look into the IT space, even our government is talking about gearing towards the fourth industrial revolution. So as a South African, as a black child, I'm asking myself to say, how do we then partake in the fourth industrial revolution as an IT company? So because of this, we've started to build our own systems. We've started to build our own tools. I mean, there's a lot of value in big data. How do we take big data and produce information that will assist businesses? Let me make an example. Most of the time, organizations will sit in a boardroom and go through a board meeting. And in a board meeting, what organization are addressing are the past reports and the past mistakes. So with big data and the solutions that we've crafted for OS Holdings, we look into the future trends. You know, how do we assist the business to continue to innovate and to continue to take advantage of the information provided by their big data to give value into that particular business. So we're developing our own solutions. We've developed another tool that focuses on the infrastructure procurement for public sector. I think it's an amazing system that will assist government in terms of procuring responsibly and managing the procurement and ensuring that they get value for the money that they spend. So we're quite excited about becoming part of, you know, the big IT world. So, yeah, that's basically it.
All right, Nomsa, thank you so much for your time, and we wish you all your best. That is Nomsa Ndeleko, who is the co-founder and MD of OS Holdings.